makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum, invite you to enjoy Life, Life with Luigi, a comedy show created by Cy Howard, directed by Mack Benoff, and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. Friends, the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum are glad to bring you Life with Luigi because they feel it's a friendly, good-natured show that offers you relaxation and enjoyment. And you know, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum offers you relaxation and enjoyment, too. It's pleasant to chew on a smooth piece of Wrigley's Spearmint whether you're working, shopping, listening to your radio, or doing just about anything. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum tastes good, it's refreshing, and the good, easy chewing gives you comfort and satisfaction. So chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum often, every day. Millions enjoy it, and you will too. Now, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum brings you Luigi as he writes another letter describing his adventures in America to his Mama Basco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, the wonderful thing about America is all of the free things that they got here. They got a post office where you can fill up your fountain pen for free. Then they got a free library where you can go in and take out a book and maybe read a magazine or just take a little nap. It's across you nothing, and unless you snore, then they throw you out. And also they got a free museum where you can go and see how the people was looked 1,000 years ago. Mamma mia, I guess that they didn't have much to eat. They all look like bones. But then they got a free concerts, and they got a free art galleries, a free lectures, and they even got a free hospitals where you're going to get sick for nothing. But to me, Mamma mia, the best thing they got in America is the free schools. And every night when I'm go to my night school, I feel so happy. I'm always singing, America, I love you. You're like a papa to me, from the ocean to ocean.
Mr. Arthur's coming today.
Quiet, class. I'll call the roll. Mr. Basco?
Here.
Mr. Howard?
Here.
Mr. Olson?
Yes.
Mr. Schultz?
I'm here and you're stuck with me. Smile, fellow pupils. Remember, life is the battlefront and school is the zero hour.
Mr. Schultz will give you a chance to collect some zeros soon enough. Now, class, let's try to finish our lesson early today so that I can tell you about a little contest our principal, Mr. Orth, has planned for you.
Well, what's the kind of contest, Miss Spalding?
Well, it makes absolutely no difference at all. If brains are required, I am sure to be the winner.
Oh, yeah? Orson, I got $10 that says I win.
Is that so?
Put up or shut up.
All right, I'll put up.
Then I'll shut up. Oh, you stepped right into that one, Orson.
All right, gentlemen, enough of that. Let's get on with the civics lesson now. Mr. Basco, I hope you studied for today. Please tell us how many members are there in the president's cabinet.
9.
Good. That gets us off to a fine start. Mr. Horowitz, you may begin naming the titles.
With pleasure. The Secretary of State, the Secretary of the Treasury, the Secretary of Defense, the Secretary of the Interior, the Secretary of Labor.
Himmel, never have so many secretaries sat on one lap.
Please, please. All right, Mr. Schultz, Mr. Horowitz named 5. You may finish naming the other 4 positions.
Quarterback, fullback, halfback, and tackle.
Mr. Schultz, are you going to break our nice record?
No, wait. I really did study today. Where did Horowitz leave off?
Secretary of Labor.
He said Secretary of Interior?
Yes.
All right. Secretary of Exterior.
Wrong. There is no such secretary.
Not so loud, Miss Spalding. If Congress hears about it, they'll go right out and appoint one.
Well, you did fair, Mr. Schultz. Mr. Olson, you may name the other 4 members of the cabinet.
Just their names? Miss Balding, wouldn't you want their states and their salaries?
Sure, and while you're at it, also their height, weight, and birthmark.
Just the positions, Mr. Olson.
The remaining cabinet members include the Attorney General, the Postmaster General, the Secretary of Agriculture, and the Secretary of Commerce.
Excellent. Let's keep it up. Mr. Basco, now you may tell us the name of the Secretary of State.
Secretary of State?
Dean G. His last name reminds us of a railroad.
Secretary Choo-Choo?
Well, he told him he tried. At least he was on the right track. Smile, everybody.
Mr. Horowitz, tell him.
Dean Acheson, Secretary of State.
Of course. Now, Mr. Basco, see if you can't redeem yourself. Can you name the Secretary of the Treasury?
Oh, sure. That's Janet W. Snyder.
Go on. Secretary of Defense?
Mr. Robert A. Lovett.
Yes, excellent. You surprised me, Mr. Basco.
I'm surprised at myself, Miss Balding.
Now then, Mr. Schultz, let me see if you can continue the good work. Secretary of Agriculture?
Charles F. Brennan?
Are you sure?
If I'm right, then I'm sure.
You were right. Do you know the Secretary of the Interior, Mr. Schultz?
Oscar Chapman?
Yes.
Miss Balding, next time say guilty or innocent right away before I get a heart attack.
One more for you, Mr. Schultz.
Please, Miss Balding, let's not push our luck too far.
Very well, you did fine, Mr. Schultz. Mr. Olson, you may name the remaining cabinet members for us.
Attorney General J. Howard McGrath. Postmaster General Jesse M. Donaldson. Secretary of Commerce Charles Sawyer. Is there one still missing, Miss Balding?
Yes.
They lock up the cabinet. Call the FBI. There's a kidnapper in the house.
Come now. Just one answer for a perfect record. Oh, Mr. Basco, you have your hand raised?
Yeah, well, a Secretary of Labor is Maurice J. Tobin.
Wonderful. I think that's the best showing we've all had in months.
Now, why don't we just take a bow, close the theater, and go home?
No, not yet, Schultz, because remember, Miss Balding is going to tell us about the contest.
Oh, yes. The title of our little essay contest is Three Words.
Three Words?
You mean that's all that we've got to write?
Well, even the radio contest allows you 25 words with three salt coupons.
Well, let me finish, class. Three words is merely the title of the essay. Now listen carefully because I think our principal has an interesting idea. What are the three most important words in guiding your life?
The three most important words guiding our life?
Yes, you've all read articles like Seven Ways to Improve Yourself and Two Steps to Success. Now we want all of you to try an inspirational essay. The three most important words in guiding your life.
Stop. I know what it is. I once said two words that I would give $1,000 to buy back.
Oh, really? What were those words, Mr. Schultz?
I do. I was only joking.
Miss Molly, you know, for me, it's only one word. America.
Well, that's an excellent thought, Mr. Basco, but we are not allowed proper names.
Ah, too bad. That rules out my other three.
What was that, Schultz?
Patty, Laverne, and Maxine.
Well, class, you have until this Friday, at which time our principal, Mr. Orth, will come in and hear our essays and award the prize to the winner. A beautiful dictionary.
Well, that's a fair exchange. Three words for 3 million words. I just thought of the three words, Miss Balding.
Well, don't tell us, Mr. Schultz.
And I thought of the words that got to me. Don't be too sure. Olsen never loses.
Well, I don't know about that because you all say it's easy, but to me, I'm a can't to think of no word.
Oh, wonderful. I got one down and two to go.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello.
Oh, hello, Pasquale.
Hey, what are you reading, the little banana nose?
A book.
What kind?
Well, it's a 10-cent dictionary.
Why?
I'm going to find the three words.
Three words for a dime, that's a sound like inflation. What to this three-word business, anyway, huh?
Well, is it for a school contest?
School. Luigi, what do you expect to get from all this school stuff, huh?
Well, is it going to make me better citizen?
I see, a better citizen, huh? That means instead of waiting 4 years like everybody else, you're going to be allowed to vote for president once every year, huh?
No, that isn't not that. Is it just the means I'm going to understand more and more about America and the history about America?
Ah, Luigi. History is something what's a past and a forgotten, like last week's of meatballs. Look, my boy, you want to be smart. You should have stopped reading the books or read the paper every day like I do. That's the way you get a real education.
Yeah?
Sure.
Well, Pasquale, you tell me, who's the Postmaster General?
Huh? Who cares who's the Postmaster General? I only buy the stamps from a private.
No, Pasquale, that's not the answer. It's the Jesse Donnelly's son.
I don't care if it's a Jesse James. No one a junk like that ain't even going to buy you 1 pound of butter in the grocery store. Luigi, if you want a good example of success without education, just look at me.
Well, I'm a looking at Pasquale.
Hey, I never went to school one day in my life. I never read one book. And I bet I got a brain that's a second hand to nobody.
Ah, Pasquale, you're so right. Hey, you got a real second-hand brain.
That's a funny thing. When I say it, it's to come out a different. Luigi, put down the book and listen to me. The minute you stop the school and start doing a man's work, I'm going to give you $5,000.
Hey, but Pasquale, what do you mean by man's work?
Marrying my daughter, Rosa.
Goodbye.
Wait, where are you going?
I'm going to collect my unemployment insurance.
Don't be so iffity-puppity. Now, look, Luigi, I tell you
something. No, Pasquale, please. I'm too busy now to argue with you. I'm got to find these three words by Friday.
All right, so advertise it a loss to the foul. What is this, a crazy three-word talk, anyway?
It's a very important contest, Pasquale.
Huh?
I'm going to find the three most important words as the guide of my life. Words that I'm a believe in and that means everything to me.
Luigi, stop. But don't go no further. I got it already.
So you got it, Pasquale. What is the words, Pasquale?
Money, marriage, and Rosa.
Pasquale, never mind. I'm going to find out to myself.
How are you going to find out, Luigi? English language has got over 20 billion words, and they all away the same. How you know what's the most important?
Yeah, but Pasquale, somebody must know.
Oh, Luigi, stop acting like a maroon. In America, the three biggest words is a money, moolah, and a mazuma.
No, Pasquale, you're wrong.
I am, huh? Tell me one thing a money can't buy in America.
Well, there's a lot.
Yeah, go ahead and name one thing.
Well,
love. Today, there ain't a girl you couldn't marry if you had enough money. Position, Luigi, I guarantee you, if you had enough money, you could even become a millionaire.
No, please, Pasquale. You're not helping me, Pasquale. You're not helping me at all because... But I never thought I'm going to have so much trouble finding the three little words. But there must be three words. And I'm going to find them.
All right. A stubborn donkey. You go out looking for those three words until you get old and gray. And then when it's too late, the three words is going to find you.
What the three words?
Rest in a peace.
Before we return to Life with Luigi, here's a way that you can get more enjoyment and satisfaction out of the things you do during the day. From time to time, chew a stick of refreshing, delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. You see, chewing on a good piece of gum just naturally helps you feel better and enjoy what you're doing. It helps relieve strain and tension, gives you a little lift, and makes things go smoother and pleasanter for you. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum tastes good, too. It has a lively, long-lasting, real spearmint flavor that freshens your taste and sweetens your breath. Enjoy it often at home, at work, wherever you are. Remember to get Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Healthful, refreshing, delicious. Now let's turn to page 2 of Luigi Basco's letter to his mother in Italy.
Well, mamma mia, what do you think is the three most important words in a guide in your life? I'm wondering. I'm have a lot of them, but I don't think I know enough. It is more smarter people than me in the books. So I thought I would look in them. In a drugstore, kind of was a lot of books at 25 cents. Murder in a G flat. How many sides, please? Suicide for Susie. And also in the middle was a book by Shakespeare, and believe me, mamma mia, poor Shakespeare is a look scared to death. Well, I found nothing there, and I was just going to go to the library when in it come my friend Schultz.
Luigi, my fellow pupil.
Hello, Schultz. Hey, Schultz, you find the three words yet?
Ach, did I? Luigi don't even bother to show up for the contest. That beautiful prize dictionary is practically holding up the broken leg of my sofa right now.
Well, Schultz, maybe it's funny to you, but I'm wish I could find three good words.
Ach, Luigi, don't worry. Just find three plain everyday words. You know, like love, honor, and obey. Win, place, and show. Luigi, it is not so hard.
Oh, yeah, sure, it's hard. If I'm going to tell people how they live, they got to be most important words in life. But I'm too small to get such a word.
Well, if you ain't going to get them, you ain't got no answer.
Hey, wait. Hey, sure, sir. I'm going to ask people and get idea from them.
Eh?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask lots of people, and I'm going to pick out what I'm going to hear the most.
That's what you're going to do?
Yeah. It's like the Gallup poll, only I'm going to take the Basco poll.
Basco poll? What's that, Italian basketball?
I mean, why am I not thinking this before, Schuster? Sure, I'm going to ask the American people right in the street to watch the three most important words to them.
Ah, that's good, Luigi. And smile. Be like me. Always happy. Always laughing. Ha, 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 ha. Ooh, my rheumatism is killing me.
Well, I'm going to try this fellow first. Excuse me, mister.
Yeah?
What's the most important words in English language?
Beat it.
That's only two words. Excuse me, mister.
Yeah?
I'm taking a basketball poll. Please, what do you think is the three most important words in English language?
Are you a reporter?
No, I'm not going to report to you to nobody.
What is this? I don't go for the sidewalk interview stuff.
All right, but then we're talking together. Come on.
Look, I got to get home.
No, please, mister, just three words. Words that are going to bring the people to success.
Okay, I'll give you the three words that will make your fortune.
What's the word?
Rob a bank.
Well, here's the park. Maybe in there the people, they don't rush you so much. Maybe I'm going to get a better answer. Hey, there's a fellow, I think. Yeah, I think I must see him before this. Excuse me, friend.
Huh?
I'm taking a basketball, Paula. Please, maybe you're going to tell me most important words in English language.
How many words?
Three most important words.
I deal dog food.
I deal a dog food. That's the three most important words in the language.
If you're a dog, then you
are. Mister, maybe he's a bigger joker to you, mister.
Look, friend, if you've got some sad story and you're looking for a soft shoulder to lean on, count me up. I cry too easy.
No, please, you don't understand, mister. All I'm want is just the three words from you. Three most important words in your life.
You mean it?
Sure.
Unattention?
Yeah, sure. What are your three words?
Mother, come home.
That's your three words?
I never had no mother, friend, except maybe when I was born. You know what it means to go through life without a mother?
For a man.
Every Mother's Day, I send flowers to myself.
I'm sort of very sorry for you, my friend.
You got a mother?
Yes, sir.
Where is she?
In his belly.
I hope you don't go home for luncheon. Friend, you should go home to your mother, love her, cherish her, and miss for the million things.
No, mister.
Oh, me don't growing old.
Oh, please, don't cry, please,
mister. He is for the tears, he says to pray.
Like I said, it's a happen.
Yeah, but please, Pasquale, don't bother me now. How can the people act like that? Everybody's just so crazy.
I told you, you get the brush off of people that they hate each other. Three words is a lot of baloney. Luigi, is it just the one word for you?
One?
Yes, and I called her in and out. Rosa! 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 Rosa, tell Luigi what's the three most important words in the English language.
Breakfast, dinner, and supper.
Now, shut up. Rosa, think of what you would like most of all. Think of the future. Now, tell Luigi the three most important words out there.
Triplets.
Well, Luigi, ain't that the thing you ever heard, eh?
No, but Pasquale, you don't know nothing. You're making me crazy with your stupid talk and everything.
Why?
And that's
why?
You're doing
why?
It.
Huh?
Mommy, listen to me. I'm a hollering. Forgive me, Pascalia. Canada said forgive. Forgive? Mommy, I'm a goddess. I'm a goddess.
Papa, what's he got?
I don't know, Russell, but I know it's not of you.
Excellent, Mr. Schultz. Wouldn't you say so, Mr. Orr?
Yes, fun, friendship, and happiness. These three words would certainly improve the world.
Also a lot of radio programs. Smile, everybody, smile. And give me the dictionary, Mr. Orr.
Please, Mr. Schultz, we haven't finished all the essays yet.
And Schultz, I don't think your words will beat mine. Liberty, equality, family.
Those were excellent choices, Mr. Horowitz. Yes. Liberty, equality, family.
And how? Ask any man with a family. He's dying for some liberty.
Mr. Olson, your essay, please.
Thank you. Three words to guide you. One, knowledge. The beacon light illuminating man's movement. Two, ambition. Without ambition, there is no progress. Three, perseverance. Because nothing great is ever accomplished unless you constantly, over and over, keep putting your shoulder to the wheel and forever keep your nose to the grindstone.
Sure, and in 2 years we got no shoulders and no noses.
Please, Mr. Schultz.
Excellent. Three capital words. Knowledge, ambition, perseverance. Do you suppose you can beat them, Mr. Basco?
You've been very quiet, Mr. Basco.
Well, I'm responding, and Mr. Austin, and my class. My first word, I'm got after I'm ask a lot of people advice. Maybe they was too busy thinking about other important things, business, the troubles, or maybe just to themselves. Any word that was act bad, at least I'm a think so. People they gotta have a time for the others. All the world is they gotta have a time for each other, or maybe we're gonna have a no world. That's why I'm a think of tolerance. This is no mean only tolerance for race and religion or the color. That's a mean of tolerance for grown-ups to children, country for country, one to each other. And that's why I'm going to give that word. And that's bringing me to my second word, which we got to have. Forgiveness. I'm suppose it's almost like a tolerance, but if there's no forgiveness, then we all are going to be on each other's throats. And my third word is hope. Always I'm going to hope for better people, better world, and I'm not forgetting a better me.
Well, there goes my dictionary.
Well, there you have them, Mr. Orth. Are you ready with the decision?
Yes.
Who's the winner?
There is no winner.
What?
You mean there's no dictionary?
On the contrary, Miss Spaulding. Now, here is the package. I have 4 dictionaries. See, my essay contest can have no winner, for there are no 3 words that can best guide us in our lives. Many have been considered, and yours are equally good. Mr. Horowitz, your dictionary?
Thank you.
Mr. Schultz?
Thanks.
Mr. Olson? Thank you. And Mr. Basco, of your wonderful words, you fortified my belief that we must all think in positive terms. There are no set rules of life, no groups of words, no trick combinations. Rather, let us in our daily lives try to choose words like forgiveness, love, charity, tolerance, kindness, truth, patience, hope, peace, liberty. Let us shun the words that have brought destruction, envy, greed, hate, war, intolerance, anger, lies, deceit. And in this way, enrich our lives and the lives of our children.
Thank you so much, Mr. Arthur. You said so many beautiful things. And you had the wonderful idea. And I want to tell you, Mr. Arthur, I'm learned a lot.
We sure did.
Sure, that's true.
And what about you, Mr. Schultz?
Well, as long as I got my dictionary, I'm going to throw in another 3 words.
What's that, Mr. Schultz?
Papo, Chico, and Groucho.
Well, Mamma Mia, I'm learned a lot from the essay contest today. And I wish you could have seen the beautiful new Webster dictionary I'm got for my prize. I'm sat and I read this dictionary for 3 hours tonight. And it was lots of good words. And I'm going to try to use it like Mr. Ortiz said. But the one word that's the sound the most beautiful to me when I was a little boy, and now, and forever, is Mamma Mia. Your loving son, Luigi Basco, the little immigrant.
Friends, the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum hope you enjoyed tonight's episode of Life with Luigi, and they want to remind you that it's a good idea to have a few packages of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum in your home at all times. Wrigley's Spearmint is a delicious taste treat that everyone can enjoy. Give it to children when they want something good between meals. It won't spoil their appetite. Enjoy Wrigley's Spearmint Gum often yourself and passing it around when friends drop in. They'll appreciate your thoughtfulness, and because they know that familiar package of Wrigley's Spearmint means real chewing enjoyment. They know, too, that chewing Wrigley's Spearmint Gum freshens the taste and aids digestion. So next time you go to the store, get a few packages of refreshing, delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Your family will enjoy it, and your friends will, too. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to be sure to listen next week at this time when Luigi Basco writes another letter to his Mama Basco in Italy. Life with Luigi is a Cy Howard production. Pat Burton is associate producer. The script is written by Mac Benoff and Lou Derman and directed by Mr. Benoff. J. Carol Nash is starred as Luigi Basco and Alan Reed as Pasquale, Jody Gilbert as Rosa, Mary Schiff as Miss Spaulding, Joe Forte as Horowitz, Ken Peters as Olson, Ed Max as the Bum, and Herb Butterfield as Mr. Orr. The music is under the direction of Lud Gluskin. This is Charles Lyon. This is CBS Radio Network.